live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, zombie mink are rising from the grave in Europe. Killed because they contracted COVID, now they're escaping their tombs and coming back to the surface. What is going on? Number two, the vaccines are coming and coming fast. In fact, within 6 months, every single person in the United States that wants a vaccine will have had one. Those that don't, well, that's up to them. But they will have the choice. And number one, for the allegations of voter fraud being completely, totally, and without question unverified, according to the media, well, the junk media and the Democrats, there sure are a hell of a lot of people that seem pretty darn verified that are coming forward with a lot of similar stories all across this country of voter fraud and manipulation of votes and stealing of an election. I mean, for it to be completely unverified, it's like there's nobody out there talking about it. Well, in a barn burner, witnesses tell the Arizona legislature the Dominion machines were absolutely hooked up to the internet. On election night and the days that followed, that, of course, would be illegal, would mess with election integrity. But I want to dig through this. A barn burner of a hearing in Arizona yesterday. All sorts of folks turning up to discuss election fraud, the manipulation of ballots, the use of the machines, the introduction of mail-in ballots that were never verified. All of the same stories in the big cities where counting stopped, six big cities specifically, where counting stopped between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. or somewhere in that time frame. Then magically, there were huge jumps in the numbers for Joe Biden, just magically all across the country, in Milwaukee, in Detroit, in Philadelphia, Atlanta, Las Vegas, and in Phoenix, Maricopa County. It was remarkable, really, that Joe Biden won 200 less counties than Barack Obama and got 10 million more votes. Isn't that greatly exaggerated and completely impossible? Yes. Anyhow, I'm sick and tired of hearing and seeing President Trump's unsubstantiated allegations of voter fraud. There's plenty of substantiated examples of illegal voting in America this year. Let's start with Nashawn Garrett. Nashawn Garrett was an Arizona resident. Then he moved to Tennessee. And then a group trying to figure out whether or not he had voted and others like him, he got a phone call. Did you vote in Arizona this year? From a group doing research, he said, no, I moved to Tennessee. Well, that's funny, Mr. Garrett, because your name appears on a list here. It says you voted in Arizona. He says, that's impossible. I did not. He went and looked for himself. Couldn't believe it. There was his name on a list of people that had voted, even though he did not. Now, if that's not evidence of voter fraud, what is it? That's certainly substantiated. The witness himself came forward. Yet those on the other side, the legacy media, don't look at this. There's nothing to see here. Let's start in the Arizona hearing with bite number one. Bite one, go.
Who cast Nashawn Garrett's ballot? How did that happen? Was it clerical error, maybe? Or signature verified? It wasn't just cast. It was signature verified. Something went wrong here, and I don't have the power to find that out. I can just present it to you guys and to others who have similar authority. But I'd really like to know the answer to that question. I don't think I'm alone.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of us would like to know the answer to that question. He is certainly not alone. Rudy Giuliani's first witness at the Arizona hearing on Monday was information warfare officer, retired Army Colonel Phil Waldron. Information warfare officer, retired Army Colonel Phil Waldron, an expert on automated voting machines and knows how to get in and corrupt the machines, by his own testimony. Colonel Waldron explained that the common software in most of all the systems today is a Smartmatic derivative. If it's not Smartmatic directly, it's a Smartmatic derivative. And during his testimony on Monday, Colonel Waldron confirmed expert witnesses Dominion communicating with Frankfurt, Germany on Election Day. Here's part of what he had to say. It's bite number two. It's the most important thing you'll hear today. Bite two. Go.
When we're talking about it was Mr. Krebs? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. He stated the most secure election in history. He stated we're not connected to the internet. He stated no votes leave this country. This is all things he's stated. He stated publicly.
So on the CISA website, correct?
Right. So are you willing to say under oath that you have seen the connection to the internet? You have seen it go offshore to Germany, Frankfurt. Are these things that you have personally seen and can say that is not true?
Our white hat hackers, yes, they have that traffic in the packets.
So why would he make that kind of comment? Do you
either not knowing, believing the myth, or not wanting the truth to be known?
Thank you.
Senator Burley.
Not wanting the truth to be known. He said they have all of that information in the logbooks. All of that information is in the logbooks. So as all of this is going on, Arizona certified its election. So did Wisconsin yesterday. Michigan did it a week ago. And it goes on and on. They don't care about the fraud, or they're not empowered to do anything about it. It's deeply concerning, to say the least. The Voter Integrity Project, led by Matt Brainerd, has been contacted by the FBI to share their numbers, their analysis of the election. And Matt Brainerd had plenty to say in Phoenix and said he would resign before calling this a fair or credible election. Bite three, go.
What is your opinion as to the validity of the numbers that were certified today by the Secretary of State and the governor about this election?
If I was an executive at a publicly traded company, I would never sign that because I risk jail time and having all my money taken from me in lawsuits. So to answer your question, I would never, ever have certified. I'd rather resign than have certified those results.
So your professional opinion is that the numbers are fraudulent?
I believe they're fraudulent based on the data. And my sister asked me a simple question this morning. She goes, how sure are you? And my sister's a pretty stubborn person like me. And I said, I'd be willing to put my life on it. I'm that sure about the analysis, assuming that the data that I got from the state and everything else was accurate. So, you know, if you give me all inaccurate data from everywhere, then, you know, that's my only caveat.
And it goes on and on and on. Coming up in hour number two, you don't want to miss this. I'm going to do a deep dive. Because there are so many great articles now of compiling the numbers. Let me give you just one here as a teaser for hour two. Biden won a record low of 17% of counties across America. He only won 524 counties. Obama won 873 in 2008. And yet they want you to believe that with 350 less counties, you got 10 million more votes. Come on, man. 14 after on the Steve Miller Show. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
With everything that's happened, you may be asking yourself, can I afford to retire early? You're not alone. From teachers to medical professionals, airline workers, and a variety of other industries, many of us are wondering the same thing. It's a tough question to answer right now, but there is a way to find out. You can call Life Plan Financial Design, where they can run the numbers for you at no charge. Imagine knowing that you can retire comfortably right now with what you've already saved and not having to worry about the market or other unexpected events that could put your retirement dollars at risk. Call the team at Life Plan Financial Design for a complimentary retirement plan review. 517-317-6323. That's 517-317-6323 and online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Stewart's Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.